Have you tried to buy a car and didn't qualify for that low interest rate? Are debt collectors and collection agencies constantly calling you? Come on, people, it's your credit rating, not your character rating. Take your financial life back. Call the credit repair hotline at 800-809-7991 right now or store it in your cell phone. 800-809-7991. This call could save your financial life. Stop being fooled by debt collection tactics. Know your rights. When you call, you'll receive real legal credit counseling from actual attorneys who specialize in protecting you and your financial rights. And if the information on your credit report is not 100% accurate, they work to get that information corrected or even deleted. And here's the best part. You don't pay unless it goes away. Call and improve your credit score today at 800-809-7991. That's 800-809-7991. 800-809-7991. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists. Your personal florist since 1883.
How much is that jar? What I like about this, and we talked about it before, when this song starts, it sounds like a Christmas song. Start it again. It sounds just like Christmas. Right? We think about snow and Santa Claus and Christmas trees and going down the street, all the Christmas lights, and then you hear this. Thank you. We got jingle bells in. But it's not a Christmas song. It's a song about a Dougie in the window. And when we play it, you know it's Wednesday. And when it's Wednesday, about this time every Wednesday, we talk to the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon and your pet's best friend. That would be Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He's brought to you by Laclede Cab. I don't know if there are people that call a cab for their pets, but if you were going to call a pet and you love your pet and you were going to call a cab, that's the one you'd call. You want them to be in good hands. Laclede Cab's app is STL Taxi. It's free. It works. Laclede Cab. And now from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, your pet's best friend. Oh, phone numbers. That would be nice. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. Or from most cell phones, star KTRS. And now, here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
It's a fantastic day, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
It is
a pretty day.
You always have, it sounds like you're usually in a pretty good mood and you're sort of a gentle.
I'm a gentle soul.
Gentle soul, yeah. How do you do that? Let me ask you a question. Do you ever.
You missed it.
What?
Drugs.
Okay. Now, see, that. Young people, if you're listening, he's kidding, or maybe he's not, but either way.
Just kidding.
Okay.
You know what?
How often do you lose it? I mean, just lose your temper.
I really don't.
Well, he lost it last week when he said the SH word during the
song. No, he didn't lose it. We lost it.
Oh,
yeah. We had to edit
it. You had
it
to bring that up.
Well, yeah, we did, because it's an FCC violation, and you could get us fired. Thank goodness for that button, that delay button. But seriously, I don't imagine you ever just get really mad.
It's very rare.
And do you remember the last time and what it was that set you off?
Probably something to do with my wife.
I knew he'd say that. I knew he'd say that. I've met his wife.
Wow.
I can't even imagine that's true.
Yeah, she's really nice, actually.
Too late. You already knew. Would you like to take some calls?
I sure do.
All right, let's do it. Let's start with first come, first serve with me and Kurt's up first. Kurt, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Kurt, how are you?
I'm good. I'm AM in the PM.
That's why you're good.
Thank you for your service.
No problem.
I have a standard poodle that seems to get a lot of ear infections.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just trying to figure out how expect to keep that from happening?
Well, poodles tend to have a lot of hair growing inside their canal, too. And then the ear canal of a dog kind of drops down, almost like a trap in a sink.
It's the Erie canal.
Erie canal.
See what I did there? Ear and canal.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah.
That was funny. Anyway,
Kurt's laughing. I hear him laugh.
They're more prone to collect a lot more debris. So the ear produces some wax, and then there's also material that gets in there, and it just kind of collects. So the first thing you do with poodle species, breeds, you kind of pluck that hair out, and you have to keep that hair plucked out all the time. But there are a lot of new medications out now that are allowing for you to treat just one time after cleansing, and then you don't clean them again. You don't have to take them home and clean them. After that first cleansing at the hospital and then this proper medication, there's some medications you have to give twice, and there's some that you only have to give once. But compared to what we used to do, we used to send people home with a wash and tell them to do this every other day or whatever. So there, you might talk to your veterinarian and ask him if he has any of these new medications that are a one- or a two-time treatment. It's a lot easier. Seems to be extremely successful in a lot of these animals, and it's easier on the pet owner as well.
All right,
Kurt,
very much.
Kurt, thank you for listening. Low Bridge, everybody down Low Bridge, because we're going through a town. She's a good old worker and a good old pal. 15 years on the Erie Canal. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Wow.
Thank you.
I thought it was
canal. And speaking of ear hair, why is it that, and this is another unfair thing that men get, why do old men get big globs of hair in their ears?
Yeah.
And women don't. Old ladies do not have ear in their hair, hair, hair in their ears.
Obviously got to be testosterone related.
Well, I guess, but it's just another unfair thing. Let's go to John. John, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hello, John.
Hello. Again, I've spoken months ago, and we adopted our dog from your place out there in, on Clarkson.
Good.
And I think Frank likes her name. My daughter called her Crazy Daisy. But she's some kind of a hound mix. Very short hair, but she sheds a lot, and we have a lot of debris in our backyard. Can I get poison ivy from her? My vet said when she's running around back there, dogs do not get poison ivy because she's a short-haired dog. But
no,
then
but
I'm getting poison ivy. And I don't know if it's just because if I touch her back.
Yeah, exactly. If she's carrying the material on her back because she's rubbing in it and stuff, she can bring the poison ivy plant material to you. And it might be small particle, it might be oil, but yes, she can. She's not going to get it as an infection or an issue and then spread it to you, but she's going to definitely can spread it to you just by the material transfer.
Well, because the other question I was thinking about is she does itch a lot, and my wife got some oatmeal shampoo or something like that. I don't think it's doing any good.
Yes.
I don't know why she scratches and itches or anything. So I thought maybe she...
Yeah, a lot of dogs get allergies, and they're allergic to, it can be anything, to grasses, it could be dust mites in your home, it could be diet-related. We've talked about this a number of times, but when you have a itchy dog like that, you need to talk to your veterinarian and kind of define a schedule of activities to try and rule on this or rule on that, and then when you know, you can even do allergy testing, but then you can start managing the dog either with special foods or special medications or a combination of both. So, and there's just a whole collection of opportunities there. So that's why I always tell people, sit down with your vet, tell them what you're, describe the kind of scenario you have and where, what part of the body is itching. Is it everywhere? Is it just in the tummy? You know, all these things kind of give clues to how to manage it best.
Yeah, I just want to get a second opinion on this. So dogs really cannot get poison ivy themselves?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I don't know that I've ever seen it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Thank you, John. And this would be Scott. Scott, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, sir. Hello. Dr. Doug.
Hey, Scott.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Mr. Opinion, it's always a pleasure to talk with your show.
Well,
thank you for that.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, sir, doctor. My golden retriever lab mix, it's not a purebred. We got him from the Humane Society when he was a puppy, but he's old now. He's 14-something years old.
Wow.
I walk him every day at his pace, you know, on his terms.
Sure.
But what I notice is his front legs are giving out a little bit. Every now and then he'll literally fall.
Uh-huh.
What should I do about that?
Okay,
like,
well, let me ask you, have you ever had the front legs x-rayed?
We did.
Okay.
We did at a clinic, and there was nothing wrong.
How long
but what I'm
was
thinking...
That?
That was about a year ago, and it was going on prior to that, and still is. And what I'm wondering is there, you know, my guess is it's inflammation or arthritic situation or something. I don't know.
Well, those are all possibilities, and usually the X-rays can determine that. And I was going to say, you know, sometimes you have problems with disc, you know, up in the spinal column, but anything beyond that disc, if it's causing problems in the front legs, it's probably going to be causing problems in the back legs too. So it sounds more like an arthritic change, and I don't know who reviewed the x-rays, and you might want to recheck that and make sure there isn't some other kind of damage there, but the shoulders and the elbows in particular would be very interesting to look at and determine if there's problems there, and then you would manage it based on what you find.
What do you do with that? Is that some sort of a steroid or something? Or,
well, there's a lot of ways to treat it, and you usually don't jump to steroids. There's a lot of other anti-inflammatory or pain medications, and then in some of the worst cases, you can actually, even in like in humans where they'll inject an elbow or something that has chronic pain, there are some vets that are doing that now successfully. So again, it really depends on what they suppose your pathology is before you.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you. And by the way, we come to your place, so thank you.
Well,
you all are awesome.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
There
goes Scott.
Is that a trick one?
What do you mean? Trick what?
What?
Trick phone call.
No, why would you say that?
I was just thinking, he's saying, well, you know, how would you do this? How would you do that?
And he comes to your place.
You're the vet.
Well, I think you just accused him of being a phony.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounded like to me. There goes that customer.
Badly. Last week it was the cussing. This week it's this.
Poor Scott.
Wow, you're just messing up left and right.
Man.
Let's get Joni in here. Joni, I like that name. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Joni. How are you, honey?
I'm good. I'm AM and the PM.
And she sounds like a Joni, doesn't she? Because it's a cute name and she has a cute voice.
Full of energy.
Yeah.
I'm a first-time caller, and I'm calling about my cat, Stella. She's a rescue cat. She's about 8 years old. And she has a rodent virus. And it causes, every year, around this time of year, her lower lip swells.
Yes.
Almost looks in parts like it's turned inside out.
Right.
And this year it's worse than ever. And my vet in the past, like my first daughter, said, you know, rodent virus isn't a big deal, and sometimes the cure can be worse than the symptoms. So I'm wondering, when should I be concerned?
Well, we usually approach that and try a medication, an injection called Depomedrol.
Yes, that's the one I was going to suggest, Depomedrol.
So I don't know if he's used that
for laughing,
or has suggested that. But
he did give it to her, an injection, one time.
Yeah.
But he seemed to think like that wouldn't be something to do every year.
Well, I kind of disagree because, and again, he's probably excellent, but I find that as long as you're not giving them the medication all the time, like every day or every week or every 3 weeks, then I don't think giving the steroid injection in that kind of time distance is going to make a big difference.
Okay.
And I think the important thing is to keep the cat and dogs of today healthy.
What he's trying to say, Joni, is your current vet is an idiot.
No.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
He could be absolutely right.
I like her laugh, too. I like her. Joni, how old are you, Joni? How old are you?
I'm 52.
That's my favorite age. And you guys remember off the air I said that?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah. So 52 is my favorite. Women are the hottest at 52.
She's a young.
Yeah. So does a cat have to come in contact with a mouse
no,
or something like that?
No, it's in the system. It's part of the immune system, actually. And so I would say go back to him and just say, you know, it really seemed to be helpful. It's pretty exaggerated this year, and I would like to try that again.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hey, Joni, thank you.
Thank you.
Some people just...
sound young.
Well, see, not only that, some people just sound like they're in a good mood all the time.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
If you talk to me for the first 2 hours after I get wake up in the morning, what? Mm. What do you want? Yeah, I'm horrible. Mary, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Well, hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Mary.
Say another pretty voice.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'm just fine.
You're welcome.
What I'm calling about, my daughter and I, between the two of us, we do call you a lot, and we are customers also.
Oh,
but
wow.
What I wanted to ask you is I have, you know, a wild bird. I've looked it up now, and it's a dove or a mourning dove, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a concrete pillar on our front porch, and with, it's sort of shielded. It's a really great place. She's made a nest. She's sitting on her third nest of eggs. But it's been about 3 weeks now. Is that normal?
They only do that if they've lost a clutch. You know, and the clutch is broken or some other animal is stolen.
Bird drives a car?
Yeah.
What?
That's some kind of bird.
They drive a stick.
Big shift.
That's what we call a collection of eggs in a nest, clutch.
Okay.
So,
when she leaves, my son actually put his cell phone up there and he took a picture of it, and she had two white eggs, and another time when she left for a little bit, one of the eggs had turned brown.
Well, it was either brown because it was a dying kind of egg, or it could have been a different species of bird that was kind of pirating the nest. It
could be a promiscuous bird that had relations with multiple other birds.
Yeah.
You could make some omelets.
Find the eggs in it.
And we think that the father, I mean, I think, are these kind of like eagles? They're... You know, the father is also takes some of the child or the, you know, sitting on the nest, because she will leave and then another bird comes and sits there for a while. I mean, I thought it was the same bird for a while, but we've actually seen the other bird sitting on the sidewalk, and then when she
hold on. Why would that be any different than a woman offering her breast milk services to a baby? Another bird could say, you know what? I know you're tired. I'll sit on the eggs.
Maybe it's a nanny bird or something.
No, it's certainly possible. I don't know specifically for the dove whether the male participates, but it wouldn't be a surprise. And I think that the other thing is if there was either a pirated egg put in there, or possibly that egg was a dead and necrotic egg, that it was just sitting there too long.
So, I mean, I guess she'll just sit there until she figures out.
Yeah, she'll figure it out. I mean, if you don't see anything hatching, you know, and if you're checking the nest, it could be that she's producing some eggs without being bred.
Because the one before it hatched, I mean,
definitely
it's
had
so
eggs.
Exciting to watch.
It's, yeah, it you know, is fun.
It
a lot
was
of fun.
Cute
it's good
thing,
for the kids,
but I'm
too.
Concerned this time.
You know, as long as she's eating and she's looking healthy, I would assume that she knows what she's got to do for herself. Okay.
So that
all
bird's
right.
There all the time, though, for you? It comes...
After the last two birds that hatched, like in about 12 or 15 days, they're gone. They're adults, I guess, or they can take care of themselves. And she'll be gone for a while, but then I'll be darned, she comes back and she sits there after a while.
She must
be
very promiscuous.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're thinking, unless she's renting the room out or something.
Hey, has anybody ever see a bird or drop eggs out? I've never seen a bird plop out eggs.
No.
You never
see
that.
Sometimes they'll roll them out if they're agitated or something. I've seen that happen. And they just crack, you know, like a robin's egg on the floor.
Well, that has to make you mad. If you're a mother bird and you finally give birth and the egg drops on something hard and breaks up. No, I got to start all over again.
Yeah.
Well, to get some pictures and send them to me, but that sounds kind of fun to watch.
It is fun. Okay.
Okay,
thank
Annie.
You.
Mary, are you as nice as you sound like you are?
I hope so. I try to be.
I think you probably are, or you're fooling us. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. Bye.
What is the deal today? They all sound like your favorite teacher.
Very pleasant.
Well, they said they were my clients, so they must be hitting on my softness and my gentleness.
That could be. Mm. Women like a gentle side to a man. Let's bring Brian. And I'm sorry, Brian, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Hey, Frank, I love your show.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
I've been listening since 97, so.
Well, that's when we got here, so.
It's fun to watch.
Thank you.
Fun to listen.
No, you have to watch us on 11.2.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, I have a female pug. She's 15 and recently diagnosed with a collapsed trachea.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's doing the coughing. And, you know, I pick her up, take her outside, and she starts doing the coughing, and it's.
Hang on. Brian, we have an extensive a collection of animal, thanks to Dr. Doug, of symptoms and sounds. Does the dog sound like this? That sound familiar?
A little bit.
Okay, well, I think we recognize that. Doctor, tell him what that is.
That's a collapsing trachea.
Yeah, I knew it. Mm.
My question is, you know, she's on anti-inflammatory antibiotics, and that seemed to help, and now it's kind of getting to where it's almost... She's almost doing it constantly. Now she can eat and she's sleeping. I can sit her down on the couch and she just sits there and relaxes and she'll sit with you. But if you try to pick her up or she tries to move, that's when she starts all that coughing. So,
yeah.
I mean, at this point, she's so old. I mean, I wouldn't want to perform her.
Well, I don't know what. Do you know the drugs that you've been using most lately?
I don't have them with me. They're at home. I don't know the specific.
Okay. We use one called Temeral P.
Okay.
Yes, that is. You know what? That's the one I was going to say.
Oh, Temeral P.
Yeah.
And you can vary the dosage a little bit. And again, when you have an animal that's older and you want to get some resolve to their discomfort, then you're going to be able to modify drug dosages to try and see if you can get a better effect. And you can use that in combination with other drugs as well, but that one's a combination of an antihistamine and a steroid. So it's a good one for that, kind of relaxes it. Sometimes we actually put them on a relaxant kind of drug, and I've even had people tell me that Benadryl was useful in conjunction with what you're using.
Okay.
So I would talk to your veterinarian and again, just explain that, you know, it has been working, it's not working now, can we modify the dose, can we add something different, and this is where you get to be creative as a veterinarian and try and find a solution that hasn't been used quite the same before, but it still can be very, very valuable. Okay.
That sounds good. And Frank, I'm AM in the PM.
Oh, I can tell that. Thank you, Brian. We appreciate
right, thanks,
it. Now,
bye.
Before we break, we're out of time, before we go, remember the dumb joke? Because he said the dog coughed. Remember the joke where the guy is driving a hearse, and he goes up a real steep hill, and the back doors fly open, and the casket slides out, and it's tumbling end over end down the hill into a drugstore, and the pharmacist is nearsighted, and he sees something. He goes, "Can I help you?" And he hears, "Yeah, can you give me something to stop this coughing?" Get it? Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you all.
All right. The Dr. Doug Pronikoff, everybody. See, coughing is another word for like the
C-O-F-F-I-N.
Don't ever forget that Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede the Cab. These sponsors make all of these segments possible. So you might want to download the app STL Taxi. It's free and it works. I believe this is where Dan Strauss introduces Tim Weiland. Take it away, Dan.
Yes. Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
And now we're going to send it to Tim Weiland to check on traffic and give you information. Tim, take it away.
All right, Dan, you've got a new accident now on southbound 55 just after Union that's blocking the left lane, and that has things stacked up pretty solid to Loughborough. Northbound 55, you're backed up onto the ramp of Highway 44 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. If you're traveling on eastbound 270, that earlier accident had been cleared near New Florissant, but you're jammed approaching 370. That goes around through 170 and then slow pockets through Washington Elizabeth. Then you have southbound 270, slow to stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Looks like we've got a little slowdown between 44 and Graboid. This traffic report is brought to you by WellTract. Don't let poor urinary tract health cancel your plans. Take WellTract for comprehensive urinary tract support. Ask your doctor today about WellTract or visit them at WellTract.com. WellTract, because life doesn't stop. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Tim. Before I bring our guest on here, I have to tell you, I had my feelings hurt today. I think sometimes people think, you know, you can't hurt his feelings. He's right. Just, everything's funny, but they were hurt today, and I'll tell you why. I had to take the Tahoe to Johnny Londoff, having the oil changed, and I found a shirt. It's like a Hawaiian-type shirt, but it's got 57 Chevys on it.
Hmm. And it's got that's a lot of Chevys.
Flower. No, not 57, number, but the year. Oh. That was very good. I see what you did there.
Thanks.
And it's got 19 57 Chevys. And I thought, this. I haven't worn the thing for at least 10 years because I couldn't get in it. I thought, I'll wear this. So I go into John's office. He never even noticed it. And I actually had to go digging for this thing. It still had the dry cleaner thing on it from 10 years ago. And I thought, oh, he'll really appreciate that. Yeah. Never noticed it. I had to say something about it. And that hurt. I maybe I'm overly sensitive. He can't hear me, can he?
No,
I don't want him to ever know.
It's almost like when your wife comes in or something, she has a new hairdo or something.
You don't notice it. Exactly.
Or, yeah, some sort of new.
Exactly. I feel outfit. They're hurt now. Now I feel how they feel. Oh, all right, now it's okay if he can hear me. Hey, how about this? I got John Londoff on the phone. Hey. John, how are you?
I could hear every word you were just saying.
Oh, my God.
When are they going to fix that?
Yeah, you didn't have it on filter or mute or anything.
They were supposed to fix the mute thing.
Yeah. All right. Maybe get some new equipment there.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
That'll be the day.
It'll happen. How you doing?
I did you tell you how great you look?
You said I look good. No, listen. You said I look good because of the weight loss thing. You never said, oh, you got Chevys on your shirt. And I was really hoping.
I did, too.
No, you didn't. I had to point it out. Hey, and by the way, the picture, you had a picture taken of us today, me in your office, and everybody can see it. The peon put it on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/AM and the PM. You can see the picture of me with John from this morning, and you'll see. You'll probably pick it out from just the picture. Hey, look, 57 Chevys on his shirt. At least you folks have probably noticed. So that's up there for you to see.
I told you how great you look. I told you. You said, look at my shirt, 57 Chevys. I'm like, I love that shirt.
Yes, that's exactly right. I had to say it.
Smiling. I couldn't stop smiling. You know, you were in my office. Mm. And you had a great-looking hat on. Mm. Oh, my God.
Had a what?
Did he ask you if those pants made it? Hey, John.
Had a hat covering, you know, your head?
Bald head, yeah.
Did he ask you if his pants made his butt look big, too?
I wouldn't do that. That's what women do. I wouldn't do that. No. That's ridiculous. Edit that out. That's ridiculous.
That was ridiculous. Edit that out.
So you seemed busy there when I was there today. Is business good? You busy?
Frank, we're always busy.
I know you are.
We're always busy.
I can tell you, sometimes I wonder if I could have...
Can you just ask me a question, and then you go ahead and interrupt me?
No, I let you answer. You said we're always busy. That was it. You're done. That's the answer.
But I was continuing. Okay. To say that we're always busy with the great AM and the PM crowd that are in here all the time, buying cars, looking at cars, getting the car serviced, and they're just the best. But all right, go ahead. You're next.
What I was going to say was sometimes I wonder if I could have run a business, and the answer, I think, is no. Because I was in there today. He had a guy in his office, another guy who came in while that guy was there. He's on a conference call with these, and there's a guy on the phone, and then somebody else. And I thought, how in the world? Plus, it's just a lot going on there. It'd be overload for me. So I don't know how you do that. And then one day he shows me the stack of callback messages, and then he plays me one of like 300 messages. I don't know how you keep up with that.
Okay, I love it.
No, I know you do.
And I love it. I love, you know, so one of the, you know, great conversations towards the end of my dad's great life with us here. And, you know, I'm like, any regrets? He goes, I wish I had gone to the place in Florida more often. He goes, but when I was down there, son, after a few days, I missed the action. I just missed being around the dealership and people. And you know, he was a people person. Loved him. Loved people. People loved him. And he just, you know, it gets in your veins. Getting to talk to awesome people, because It's fun. You know, we sell transportation. We make transportation dreams come true every day. And to see the smile on people's face, whether it's a young person getting their first new or first used car, or, you know, they're experienced buyers and they're buying their 15th or 20th car. We just, you know, you can't help but have fun, you know, buying a car here at Landoff Chevrolet. And if not, let me know about it. I mean, because I will not allow it to happen. I will make sure that no matter what, you know, and we're going to make you happy. There's no doubt. There's like that, like maybe 0.1% of some people that kind of hard to make happy. But we still try.
No. There are people who complain everywhere they go. They're not happy where they eat at the restaurant. They're not happy with you. They're not happy with anybody. They were born to be miserable and complain. Yeah. Yeah, you'll never please those people.
Good thing you and I are happy. Hey,
well, you're half right.
Look at the smiles. Look at the smile on your face. You had your arm wrapped around me for that picture.
See,
I saw that. You guys did have your arms.
There was a glow in each of your eyes. Yeah. So I'll say that.
You can't help it, buddy. You just can't help it. You cannot deny. Okay.
Mm.
Something there, I'm telling you. Something special.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Mm. I don't know what to say.
Talking about our friendship.
Afraid to say too much. I'm just glad you weren't at lunch, because usually I got there about 1:30, I guess, and I was afraid you might be at lunch. I wouldn't get to see you. But no, you were covered up with work. You really were.
Yep, and we still are, and it's a lot of fun because... you know, we do what it takes to make the great listeners happy.
You know, I had Bruce Weiner took a ride with me in the Tahoe because there was a little noise, just a tiny noise. And I'm not kidding, and everybody's experienced this. You go to the dealership, and it won't do it. And I'm telling you, it makes it. So we go around the parking lot, nothing. And then finally, I did whatever it is that causes it to make this little noise, and he heard it. I was afraid I'd have to leave there. And sometimes that happens you go to a doctor, and by the time you get to the doctor's office, whatever it was, that throat's gone. And they go, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't hear anything or see anything. So he's going to take care of it. He knows what to do. It's a minor little nothing something.
Bruce Weiner?
Yeah. He'll fix it.
33 years at Jenny Landoff Chevrolet. I think he started when he was like 12, 13.
Huh? That's a long time.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Great guy. Works hard for us. But so what else is going on today?
I don't know. What else is going on, anybody?
I don't know.
We don't have anything.
Not
just,
much.
Just another sleepy, dusty Delta day for us.
No.
Yeah.
I know you weren't ready.
Well,
ready.
You only get one.
Got great things going on here at Jenny Landoff Chevrolet. So,
like what?
I can just tell you, it's unbelievable. Another great group of incentives from General Motors and Chevrolet, and I just can't tell you that they just keep coming out with programs that are just unbelievable. So I guess the 20%, maybe they got a little carried away, but so they just dropped it to 16%. That's still 16% of MSRP is still a tremendous. How about this? We'll make it 20%. They're at 16.
Are you kidding me?
He did this without even getting approval. He just did it. Let's give people an example. Let's give people an example of what you're talking about. That's 20% off MSRP, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, correct. So let's say the MSRP, and that is manufacturer suggested retail price, is $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you're talking 20% of $40,000.
$53,000
discount.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah.
No, you challenged mathematical wizards. That's $8,000.
Oh,
what?
So try this. 10% of 40,000 is what?
16,000.
You know, here's really the hilarious thing is, you know, you and I have negotiated a few vehicles before, and you're very good with your math. I can tell you this much: you're much better with your subtraction than you are your addition, Yeah. So we're gonna be here late tonight, taking care of the great aim of the PM crowd. Thank you all so much. 12 years we've been together, buddy.
Yep. Over 12.
You over 12 years, and you could tell in that smile and your face, it's undeniable.
And I just did a rough calculation. Had you not come on board with us, you would have had to close that dealership 8 years ago. You'd have been out of business 8 years ago.
Yep.
Save the business.
No, we wouldn't.
Sad but true.
You do look great, man. And well, the first time you listen to this, everybody, the first time I like, Frank, you look great. He goes, no, I don't.
Well, I don't like. I don't take a compliment because I don't look great. Now, looking great is DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Clooney. They look great.
You look different.
I look different and not as fat. That's it. But thank you.
All right. Well, I can tell you this, but you look great. Keep it up.
Right.
And, folks, we're going to be here, again, as long as you want to keep us. Give us a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 at
lawnduff.com. All right. We will send them your way, okay?
Can't wait, buddy.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
I have to find a way to make myself start pronouncing a couple of words correctly.
What's that?
Zero and chevalier.
Zero.
I've been mispronouncing them. Zero and chevalier.
Zero.
I'm just going to work on it. Yeah, zero, zero.
He says zero?
Yeah. And chevalier.
Chevalier.
I have to work. He's a dealer. That has to be how you pronounce it, because he's a dealer, for goodness sakes.
Are we supposed to say zero?
Zero. Zero. Z-E-0. Zero.
Yeah, zero.
I thought.
Oh, he says zero?
Zero.
Zero. Oh, S-R-O.
Okay. No.
Zero?
Good grief. Like what? Z-I-R-O. Zero.
Oh, okay.
What the heck?
Edit this out. Edit all that out. It's stupid. No, it is stupid. It's terrible. It's horrible. Horrible radio. Edit it out. I want people to hear it. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. And there are a lot of things in Chesterfield Valley. Lots of business. This has been there a while. They're down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Yeah.
Hey, you've been changing it around a lot. Huh?
Thank you. Copper top, copper dome, if you want, on the building. And I hope by now, what I hope happens is the more you hear about Amini's, and if you haven't been in, it'll get to you. And eventually you just say, well, I just have to go in there and see what he's talking about. And that's what I want you to do. And I don't even care if you buy anything or not. I just want you to see the store. Here, this will get you in there. This rug that's hanging in Amini's that they acquired from some prince or sheik or something. It's a Persian handmade rug. It took 3 years to make it. It's 153 years old. The price tag is $700,000. Yeah. Yep. Worth looking at. It is spectacular. Now, most people are not going to be in the market for a rug that costs that much money, but they are in the market for quality rugs, either handmade or machine-made, that are beautiful and are going to last a long, long time. And they have those from a few hundred to several thousand. They also have patio furniture that nobody else that I know of carries because it's the finest patio furniture made in the world. This is the place you go when you want to reward yourself for doing well and you're ready to own the best of the best. Patio furniture, accent pieces, other furniture pieces for different rooms of the house, lighting in the Jaffe Lighting Department, arcade games, pinball games, pool table, shuffleboard, jukeboxes. This is a fantastic and fun store that anybody in your family of any age will get a big kick out of seeing and take everybody. Nobody's going to be bored. You look at what you want to look at, and, for example, the kids can play pinball or arcade games, and they check their website regularly to see what's on sale. And if you're anywhere near Chesterfield Valley, and even if you're not, this is a reason to go there. Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's see how the traffic looks right now with Tim Weiland.
They cleared the accident southbound 55 after Union. Traffic is still jammed from Bates all the way down through Union, and it's a little heavy at Rivas Barracks. Eastbound Highway 4, westbound 44 is slowing from the Merrimack River out through Bowles. You have eastbound Highway 270. There was an accident at 370. That's been cleared. So you're jammed from 370 through Highway 170. Downtown, eastbound 40 is Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, you're slowing Vandeventer Center, out through McCausland. You're slow again out around Boone's Crossing, and then again Lake St. Louis Boulevard. And this traffic report is brought to you by McDonald's. Love the drink run and treat yourself to any size shake, like the cool and creamy, always dreamy Arctic Orange Shake for just $1.99. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only at McDonald's. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Still behind the wheel at 6 p.m. weekdays, wishing you could get a full report of the latest news, sports, and weather? Well, you can with Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on KTRS. Depend on it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Government agencies spend $7 trillion a year buying everything from laptops to lemonade. That's $20 billion a day. But finding the right agency to buy your product could be like throwing darts, blindfolded. With 89,000 government agencies, you can waste unspeakable amounts of time and money pitching the wrong ones. That stops now, because there's finally an exclusive online database that shows you which agencies actually buy what you sell, how much they pay, when they last bought, how often they switch vendors, even how much your competitors are charging. It's called Smart Procure, and it's not an RFP service. It's the ultimate tool for getting government business. And right now, they'll give you a free list of the top 10 government agencies buying what you're selling. Just text LIST to 67076. That's LIST to 67076. L-I-S-T to 67076.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to see the world more clearly through your own eyes. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Individual results may vary, so call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-500-0698. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 of its highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as on campus from wherever you are. Learn more by texting CLASS to 67076.
My name is Jonathan. I live in Portland, Oregon, and my major is communications. ASU has helped me with my life goals in the fact that it's giving me a platform to stand upon and provided me a firm foundation. The degree program fit wonderfully with how and what I wanted to do with my life.
Find out for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Get started today. Text CLASS to 67076. Again, that's C-L-A-S-S to 67076.
Summer has got to be the best time of the year with vacations and plenty of leisure time outdoors. If relaxing in your yard is your definition of leisure, then you should make Suburban Leisure Center your ultimate destination. Why? With prices as much as 60% off, the savings are as hot as the temperatures.
Ooh, it's hot.
It's even easier to afford to replace that old rickety weathered patio furniture. Add up to 60% off on new complete patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas at special savings up to 60% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet. And hoping that it looks like the picture you saw online.
Sure, this is it. It looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Get better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com. KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked talcum powder products, including Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower, with a significant increase in ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder products and were then diagnosed with ovarian cancer, you may be entitled to financial compensation, and you have the right to take action. Call the Miller Firm toll-free at 800-882-2525 for a free consultation. Time on claims may be limited, so call now, 800-882-2525. Non-attorney spokesperson.
Is your garage floor looking worn out, oil-stained, and or cracked? Please visit stlgaragefloors.com. SealTech can transform your garage floor, concrete porch, or patio in just one day. 21st century polymers, not epoxies. Your choice of colors, 15-year warranty. SealTech is a locally owned company. stlgaragefloors.com, 636-294-6299 for a no-obligation quote. stlgaragefloors.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi, that's the app. Please download it. It's free and it works. It's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey everyone, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How's it going? Great, Bill. How are you? How are you doing?
Doing real well. Well, once again, a global study finds that American kids trail Asian kids in math and science. Oh, Christmas, man. Yeah. On the plus side, American kids are now ahead in the buying stuff made by Asian kids.
That's true.
Something to be proud of, I guess. Guy in Florida has been arrested for drunk driving on a motorized shopping cart at a Walmart. Police say the suspect led him on a chase at nearly 3 miles per hour. Crazy. Was that not good? That wasn't okay?
It was okay. It wasn't great. Not everything can maybe a home run.
I know. But I try real hard. I don't try that. According to a study, the majority of Americans believe in miracles. I guess that's good.
Miracles.
And you know what they call people who believe in miracles? Chicago Cubs season ticket holders.
Oh, boy. That's true.
Could be their year. Finally, what's that?
Or Blues ticket holders.
Yes.
Well, in West Virginia, a clown returning from a kid's birthday party has been arrested for drunk driving. Police say they knew he was drunk when he tried to turn the breathalyzer into a giraffe.
Balloon tricks, yeah.
That's right, balloon humor. Mm-hmm. I didn't quite like it.
It's hot now.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company in downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
You know what? That's something I would like to learn to do, is those skinny balloons and make a poodle out of them or an elephant or something. I like watching that. I like that squeaky noise it makes, too. Hey, don't go away, because guess what? The Playhouse is next. In 2 minutes, it'll be 5. It's 5 o'clock now. Big 550 KTRS.